you're setting your table, get ready to eat your food, you put your plate down there, you know. And then what do you use to eat your food with?
Knife and fork
and spoon. And if you're looking for cotton there, we put a white tablecloth on the table if you're looking for cotton.
Yeah, I don't use a tablecloth very much. Just
and you know, there ain't many white folks do. See, I got a table in there, my little breakfast table. I don't have to use no tablecloth on here. But this one here, I used to keep a white tablecloth on it. And there's so many children live around here, time to come in, they lean up on the table, and that's kept that cloth there. And so I got another kind of cloth where I can wash it off with a dish rag, you mm-hmm. know, and keep from having so much washing to do.
I used to put my tablecloth on like just on the weekend.
That's right.
Just when somebody's coming up the house, and a couple of weeks ago, a friend of mine was over there, and we just got the table all cleaned up, had a big dinner, and so she says to me, "Well, you want me to put the tablecloth back on the table?" And I said, "No, the weekend's over. You can just put that tablecloth back there in the drawer because I'm
going to
use it now for another
week." Too much washing and going on there. It's best to have something that you can wash. I mean, you can wipe off with your dish rag, you know, and save a lot of water. Yeah. And folks used to, we used to have to iron the pillow slips. We used to have to iron everything. But you know, folks don't do no much ironing now. They sure don't.
I do as little as I can. I'm as guilty of that as anybody. I just don't like to do it.
Folks don't iron like they used to. And we used to, I used to wash with a white folks. I lived over yonder then, but I guess 30 or 40 years ago. And they had to have starch in every dress. They was, you know, it was working. That's when sewers first started up, folks. You had the starch. And now, there ain't no white folks want no starch in their clothes, in the shirts and nothing. You just wash and iron. And there ain't too much ironing to do to them shirts. And that's how they got these. What you call that material?
Wash and wear stuff?
Yeah, that's right, wash and wear. Dip dry, that's hanging. That's right, yes.
Don't
pay much iron to do to.
Yeah, you hang up something like just a regular cotton shirt besides one of the wash and wear ones, and it really is a lot more wrinkled.
Sure is.
Okay, after you get through with a large meal and you've enjoyed it, then you've got the unpleasant job of having to
wash up all them dishes, glasses and things.
Yeah, and you got to wash them in soapy water, and then you got to put them on clear water.
That's right, and rinse them. That's right.
Yeah. Hi. And then you got to dry them all. What kind of cloth do you use to dry your dishes with?
Well, I just use a flour sack, you know.
And who else?
To dry them off with. Dishcloth, you know. You can buy them already. They're already embroidered around. Little old towels and things to dry your dishes with.
Okay, what do you call the, you got a valve over the sink, you know, you turn the valve off and the water comes in through the...
You call it a faucet?
Yeah.
The faucet, yes.
Okay, if it got real cold outside, and if you've got any outside faucets, you know, then you might get up calling and say, go out there and say, "Oh my Lord, I forgot to wrap that faucet up."
And it's done busted.
That's right. And I said, I should have thought of that because it's been cold weather and yesterday one of them busted.